When will the Paw Sox unveil the team's proposal for paying for a new baseball stadium in Pawtucket?
Well, what you'd like to do is reach an agreement, and then when you have an agreement, then you introduce that. The entire project is one that has a lot of conversations and a lot of studying, but when it comes to the financing, I leave that to others, and those are just discussions that are going on.
Do you have any sense of when we might see a resolution that would produce an agreement or not produce an agreement?
I don't know that you can always project what the rate of discussions will be and when they lead to a conclusion, but I think that everybody understands the urgency involved.
Are the Paw Sox seeking a public subsidy as part of this latest quest for a new stadium?
I wouldn't word it that way because I think what you're instead looking at is the reverse. You're looking for a private investment in a public facility. I think it goes back to what Mayor Grebian was talking about, who has been the real spearhead.
Don Grebian, the mayor of Pawtucket.
Yes, Mayor Grebian on April 3rd had outlined a vision for Pawtucket. He had many leaders from Pawtucket with him. There was a real sense of civic pride and unity and sensing that we're on the verge of a renaissance. He described the public investment that has been made in Pawtucket that will introduce a train station right in downtown, and the private investment that's been made in Pawtucket that now has Isle Brewery and other private entities in the queue for it. It inspires you to realize that when you have something as simple as baseball that can bring 500,000 or 700,000 or maybe 1 million people to an area, you have a real opportunity to do something that's good for the public as well as good for fans of baseball.
As you say, if there is a new stadium in Pawtucket, it could help with some economic development. At the same time, there are those who say that a baseball stadium is somewhat like a movie theater. It's a private enterprise. So why should the Paw Sox not pay for a new stadium in its entirety if that's what the team wants?
Well, there's certain revenues that come back to the public that can only come to the public. They can't come to a ball club. There will be from sales taxes, from property taxes, from perhaps hotel taxes from there. So there are a variety of public benefits. So what we have seen in our extensive career, and between Larry Lucchino and me, it's a long time. We've both been in baseball in the roughly 40 years. We've seen that when a ballpark is well designed and well located, where it will do the most good for a city, that there are many public benefits and many private benefits.
There are two sites that have been talked about in Pawtucket, the Tidewater site a little closer to the river and the Apex site, familiar to many people for the so-called Apex Pyramid. Why is the Apex site the team's preferred location for a new stadium?
Our preferred location is the location that is best for Pawtucket, and we defer to Mayor Grebian for that. Pawtucket's mayor, Mayor Grebian, is the one to whom we turn, saying, where would a ballpark do the most good for this city? Where does it have the most potential to reinvigorate, to redevelop, to re-energize a city? And we take our lead from him, and we've walked hand in hand in a partnership with him and with the state on this series of discussions and on this project.
There are some fans who would like to see the Paw Sox remain at McCoy Stadium. Why is that not feasible from the team's perspective?
When the state and the city and the Paw Sox joined together to do a study that was done by an independent expert from Kansas City on ballparks, it's not as though you absolutely can't. It's that indication, if you say renovated it, they said it would cost $68 million to a public facility that's 75 years old, that has not been in a location that has spawned development around it. Now, they say knock it down, build a new one for $78 million there. The report said we still don't believe that holds promise for redeveloping the area. So that's where you'd like to study, where would a ballpark redevelop the area? And one of the things that you want to do is make it a ballpark that is more than a ballpark. You want to give it year-round uses. You want to have it be versatile. You want to have it be an actual park in addition to a ballpark, so that citizens can use it for morning strolls or afternoon lunches or late afternoon picnics. It has to go beyond baseball. Baseball is your anchor tenant but not the only tenant. Then when you get to summer concerts, or what we've seen when we have been with the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, is if you put a hockey rink on the field, say in January, there are people who wake up as early as you do to get in a 6 a.m. skate. Well, if you had an outdoor rink, we're told that for ice skating or for ice hockey, there's a lot of appeal to that for families. So those are some of the ways that you can make an area vibrant and lively year in and year out, and you use baseball as a catalyst, but you develop something that's much more than a ballpark.
As we know, the Paw Sox proposed a Providence Stadium in 2015. There was a lot of public opposition to that, and elected officials seem very reluctant, if not opposed, to the idea of using a public subsidy for a new stadium. What level of optimism do you have, given that chilling effect, if we can call that a chilling effect, that a deal can be reached for a new stadium in Pawtucket?
Well, it's an entirely different setup, entirely different point of view now. The late Jim Skeffington, who had put the group together and who had invited Larry Lucchino to come from the Boston Red Sox to build a ballpark, his entire heart was in Providence. That's what was his passion. When very sadly and suddenly he passed away a couple months after the ownership group took over, I think with him went the passion for Providence. You still had the opportunity with an artist in Larry Lucchino, who created Camden Yards, who created Petco Park, who saved Fenway Park, to see if we could secure the future of the Paw Sox in Rhode Island. When Mayor Grebian came to us, I think this may be a paraphrase of his words, but he felt he was down, you know, two strikes with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, having virtually come that close, he thought, to losing a club to Providence. He's just been a good civic partner. That changed everything. So the idea of a ballpark in Pawtucket has been far better received by the people, particularly in the Blackstone Valley, but also throughout Rhode Island, who had told us back in 2015, I was working for the Red Sox at the time, but we would go and visit people to see what they thought. They said, the Paw Sox are very important to Pawtucket. Don't take it out of Pawtucket. And so I think that there is a relief that we are seeking a long-term commitment that lets us make a long-term solution.
Dr. Charles Steinberg, thank you for sitting down to talk with us.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you again.